Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hensley Mullins, this has been a tough year for everybody, but imagine for the hitting coach, this has been especially tough. How have you held up, first of all, through the 5 months here?
Well, you know, it's funny. You always have a guy here or there that's struggling for the most part, most seasons, and this year has been a little bit more challenging because you have multiple guys kind of in the same mode, and then they get out of it and they go back into it. So it's been a little harder, but you know, at the same time, you've had guys that you know are having decent seasons, and it's good to see some of the younger guys come up and to see what they got, and you know, as we're moving forward to you know, make sure that we have the right mix for next year. So. You know, Buster has had a solid season, hitting over 300 all year, and you know, Craw is bouncing back now the last few weeks, and you know, leading all the shortstops in RBIs the last 3 years. So you know, things like that still motivated to, you know, and keeps you going.
The one thing that stands out this year, just around baseball, is the home runs that are up, and you guys have kind of been left behind in that respect. I mean, what are you trying to do to get yourself kind of into this new era, or do you feel you have to? Brian Sabian always talks about just getting to four runs. Do you feel like you have to join everybody else, or do you have to play the ballpark, or how do you think about that whole home run thing?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. First of all, you need to have power to hit home runs. You know, if you look around our field, you know, we have Panic, we have Span, we have Hernandez, we have you know, a few guys playing that don't have power. So they, you know, if they have 10 to 15 home runs, that's like a career high for them, and it has been. So the guys that we rely on power are Belt or Buster a little bit, and he's not a power hitter by no means. I mean, 24 is his career high. Pence, 27 is his career high. And then whoever else we thought was going to provide some power in left field between Parker and Williamson and all these guys, you know, they have three between them. So, you know, we have to be realistic when it comes to that. The stadium, even though, you know, visiting teams come there and hit home runs there. So it's not all the personnel or the stadium, but at times it's approach and, you know, where do you catch the ball? You know, I did a study this year that we probably catch the ball an inch or two on an average behind what, you know, the guys that are hitting home runs are doing. So if we can correct that, you know, maybe we'll hit some as well. But again, you know, other things that I do is, you know, I adjust my cage a little bit. I put a visual in there. I put some ropes where, you know, the angles where the ball is going to be hit to get out of AT&T Park. And but the player still has to go out there and do it. So it's not as easy as it seems to be, but the player itself paying attention to hitting the ball in the air more. Buster's done that this year. He's hit 10% less ground balls than he did last year, where it was extreme. So, but he's a freak. You know, he can feel it. He can go out there and do it. You know, certain guys are not as apt to all of a sudden start hitting balls in the air left or right because the ball is flying. So, you know, you have to really adjust to the personality you have. I think when it comes to hitting home runs.
Now you guys are working, like you mentioned, the rope you have, working on launch angle and kind of this new way of looking at it. When you get younger kids coming up here, especially you have like a Christian Arroyo, and you saw some of the swings he takes, what we've seen from Slater, the swing he had, I think, in somewhere Milwaukee or somewhere where he hit it 440, 450. Do you adjust them at all then to try to adjust their launch angle and make them more of home run hitters?
Well, you know, speaking of Slater, you know, when he got hurt, you know, I started looking into his numbers. He was kind of in a slump when he got hurt. He's extreme ground ball. You know, his launch angle is minus 0.9 or something, you know. So that's like major league average is 12.7 or something. So he's way behind launch angle and average compared to all major league hitters. So we talked about that. You know, he worked on it when he was coming back. He hit a home run last night to right center field in Sacramento. So I'm hoping that he catches on. He's a bright guy. In terms of fixing that and adjusting to, you know, hitting the ball more in the air, because he was hitting a lot of ground balls. So yes, you talk to them right away. Sometimes it's harder for a kid like Arroyo that was hitting 450 in AAA to come up here and struggle and say, hey, you got to change this, you got to change that. Basically, with him, it was what he was swinging at. He was swinging out of the zone a lot, and they kept throwing him out of the zone. So now, you know, as he's thinking about things, as he was hurt, the adjustment he needed to make first is get the ball back into the zone. And then, you know, you can work on other things mechanically. But if you swing at balls, you're not going to be a good hitter in this league. So when you see him for the first time, and it's like, why is it so different from AAA? You know, it is different. You know, it's a different league. The pitchers are sharper. There is advanced scouting, so they find your holes right away. They keep relaying it to the next guy. So the guy, and I talk to all of them when they come up. The guys that are able to make the fastest adjustment and stay here without going up and down are the guys that are willing to make that little change and for the better. So it doesn't always work. I mean, over the years, you've seen how many guys come up here and can't stick because they can't make the adjustment. They go back down, they come back up. So it took us 2.5 years to adjust Brandon Belt to become, you know, the, you know, all-star afterwards. But, you know, it's...
That was a long process.
Some guys are stubborn. They don't want to change. And it takes failure after failure after failure for them to realize they have to change. And but other guys... like Buster is a, you know, eight-year veteran. He still want to get better. He still want to get in there and ask questions and, you know, work on stuff to be able to get better. And he did this year. You know, he got better than last year in terms of hitting more balls in the air. And that's how he is. You know, you got to keep going. And most of the guys crawl. We sat down, watch film, and he says, what do I do? I said, well, just get out in the field. You know, we do a drill that you're going to correct your path. Because he was stop spinning a lot of balls and hitting a lot of balls on the ground, even though he was barreling a lot of balls, but they were, you know, low. So now he's back into, you know, that launch angle that's allowing him to extra base hits.
The last young guy, Ryder Jones, I was talking to him earlier, and he goes, I feel like I've hit 3 or 4 home runs foul. What do you see from him in terms of just raw power and the potential? And especially with him at the ballpark, it seems like when he does hit it, he pulls it down the line a little bit more, which would help kind of stay away from what's hurt some of the other lefties at AT&T.
Right. So he's got long arms to begin with. He's a tall guy, but he's got a quick top hand with jumps ahead of the bottom hand. That's why you can see some of the balls hooking at the last minute and not staying fair. So that's the adjustment he needs to make. That's the quality he has, that he can pull the ball. You know, we like to see more guys come up and be able to do that because of our ballpark, and it's the shortest distance to home runs. But now he has to work on making sure that top hand is not rolling over as he's hitting the ball or before. So that's when you get the ball so he can foul. So keeping that top hand underneath all the way through and extending through the ball so he can keep those balls back spun and straight up and down that line.
You mentioned Crawford. The guy we've seen the last 3 weeks, he's a huge part of this team being better next year, is him being the guy who's been the last couple of years, not the first half. Are you pretty confident that this is not just a hot streak, this is him getting back to who he was?
Right, and it took a while. You know, with Crawford, he plays hard, he plays a premium position. He does a lot for the club, you know, defensively, and sometimes, you know, it takes a little attention from what he does offensively. And, you know, all it was, you know, this guy plays hurt. You know, he never says anything. He had a bad wrist, he had a bad knee, but he never says anything that it bothers him with his mechanics while he's hitting. But we know what it is, and it just, you know, we had to, you know, keep grinding through the process. And he finally got better. He's over that. And like I said, you know, we look at some film. I pointed out something that was different from the last couple of years. You know, mainly with his hands and where he races them to. You know, he was going up and out away from his body with his arms, instead of keeping them tight and going straight to the ball. Now he was coming back down after they got up, coming back down. So that made him long. And it took a while to correct, but I'm glad that he finally got the feel for what it was like again the last 2 years, and you know, starting to play like he always has the last couple of years.
You mentioned a lot of new terms, and the perception of this organization from the outside is they're old school, they're scouting, they're not necessarily looking at the new stuff. But I know you have charts of like every ball, every launch angle at AT&T Park, what that does at that part, you know, things like that. Well, how much has your job changed in the last 3 or 4 years, and the information that you have and what you're looking at and what you're giving hitters?
Well, it's changed a lot. You know, I remember my first year, all I got is like 4 or 5 different sheets of how bad offense was the year before, and then now I was supposed to change it, and we won the World Series, and then everybody went home. There was no meeting, there was no nothing being looked at, and then you know, the following year we struggled with a lot of injuries, ended up not making the playoffs. So we met then, and that's when more stuff started coming in. But the last couple of years especially, more attention being paid on everybody's individual exit velos, launch angles, where the probability of hits are in our ballpark for each different hitter. So you have to relay that to the hitter. Say, hey, you're hitting a lot of balls on the ground that are on the other third of the plate. You know, let's try to make an adjustment where you're hitting that ball more up the middle or even to the shortstop side so you can get more hits. Belt is one of those guys. Span is a huge one of those guys that pulls a lot of balls on the ground that are on the other third. So, you know, he's got to make an adjustment where, and he has at times, where he hits some line drives, base hits this way. But it's still not in there totally, you know. And you keep... also, the shifts are a problem nowadays for some hitters. You know, we hit the ball somewhere that it used to be a hit. Now, also, it's not a hit anymore because there's a guy standing there, you know. What do you do to counterattack that? So you have to go into what you can do with a certain pitch, stay on it longer, or get the head out it a little quicker to hit it in an area where there's nobody standing, because, you know, the game has changed that way. So it's easier said than done. You know, guys are in a routine, and guys are... I'm used to doing something for 10 years. Now you ask them to change what they do for 10 years. So it takes a little bit of work. It takes a little bit of trust. You know, it's a big word when it comes to it, and you have to trust it so you can apply it when the game starts and the guy's throwing sinkers at 97. You know, otherwise, hit this ball where you want him to hit it. You know, that's another thing. You know, you have 0.4 seconds to make that determination if it's a strike, if it's a fastball, if it's a sinker, if it's a whatever pitch it is. And still, if it's in or out or up or down, and then hit it with a round bat. So it's the hardest thing to do. We've struggled a little bit at it this year. But just like we led the league in hitting 2 years ago, we're continually working on you know, correcting things and getting better and getting back on track.
How often do you pull up an exit velocity chart and Madison Bumgarner is at the top or in the top three with your hitters?
I get them every game now. I get a sheet every game with every ball hit, how hard they were hit and where they were hit. He's, you know, he's up there every game he plays.
I know at the beginning of the year, I think his home runs were up in your exit velocity leaders for a few months there.
Yeah, so, you know, that's another thing. He uses a big bat and a heavy bat. A lot of our players, in terms of hitting home runs, use 33.5, 31.5 ounce bats. This is a very light and small bat. You know, you really have to square it up and hit it hard for it to go from our feet. You know, Bum uses a 4.5, 33.5, which is a bigger bat, and he's a big man. So when it connects, they go farther and they go faster. So, I mean, look at Stanton and Judge and these guys. You know, they're big guys. When they hit the ball, it moves fast.
The last question I've asked you about all your hitters, pretty much. I'm going to ask you one about you. Where do you stand on going to space? I know that was a big thing a few years ago.
Well, there's been some issues, I guess, with building the engine and also where they were going to launch from, which is Curacao where I'm from. I guess there's a part of the law that needs to be changed for it to launch from there. So I think they're a little behind the 8 balls, and I'm not worried about that right now, really. If you don't ever go, I'm not... so sure that I'll be so mad.
You know? Yeah, you have some other issues. I appreciate you taking the time to kind of go over some of these guys. And like I said, I think a lot of people have a weird perception maybe of how you guys go about things, and they don't realize every single day looking at the data and looking at what these guys can do to try to fix what's been a problem this year.
Yeah, for instance, yesterday, not to brag or anything. I don't take credit. The guys go out and perform, you know, spending a little bit of time just sitting down and talking and not necessarily working on his mechanics or approach or anything. Just talk, you know, what you think, what you feel. And so I gave him about 15, 20 minutes yesterday before the game. And just clear your mind, just go out there, try to compete. You know, if you don't, you feel tired, if whatever you feel, you gotta compete. You gotta compete and you gotta swing the bat. Don't worry about not getting hits. Oh, I'm not a 2-6 hitter, but get out there and compete. 3 hits, home run. Same thing with Panic. You know, Panic has had a rough year hitting wise at home, but he's been one of the hottest guys on the road in the league. And I said, you know, I don't know what it is at home. You know, you've hit the ball hard, you've also gotten yourself out on some, you know, off-speed pitches where you swing weakly on them. So let's just put that behind us today, and just it's a great hitting place, and just try to be relaxed and be quick instead of forcing it. 3 hits, home run. You know, so it's like, and then after the game, it's like, oh, thanks for that. You know, Hundley the other day before he had the walk-off home run, what am I doing? You know, he's 0-3 in the game. I said, you're jumping at the ball. Just make sure you get back first, because when you get back, you can drive. Otherwise, you just put in the ball and play. You're a strong guy. You got to get back, you know, drive through it. You get to walk off home run. Thank you. No, don't thank me. Thank yourself. You went up there and did it. My eyes are telling me what's, you know, need to be adjusted in game. And then you went out and applied it right the next at bat, and you won the game for us. So that's gratifying to me.
I know you have adjustments to make right now, so thanks for the time, and I'll let you get back to your hitters.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, that was Hensley Mullins. Hopefully that gave you guys a little bit of a different look of what the Giants are trying to do hitting-wise and what they're trying to do to come out of this and see some improvement from some of their hitters. I think the important thing, though, is one of the things Hensley said at the beginning. There is a personnel issue here, so at some point, you can make all the changes you want, and they have made a lot of changes, but they're not going to really be a power-hitting team with the current roster. So that's something going forward they have to deal with. For now, going forward for the podcast, I did want to mention some changes we're making. We're making some changes to how we're doing all of our podcasts. And for this one, it means a couple things. First of all, it's going to be every Thursday from now on going forward. Hopefully through the off season and through next season, you will know that every Thursday you get a new podcast. We'll continue to have the interviews. We'll continue to have players and coaches and people from around the league on, but we're going to add some other stuff too, and these are going to be a little bit longer. So part of that is going to be, we're going to do some Q&A stuff. So if you have specific questions about the Giants that you would like answered, maybe in a longer form, maybe something that you don't want answered just on Twitter or on Facebook, you can go ahead and send those to me, and we'll get to all of those. And if you have anything, you know, different, anything about the league, anything about traveling or anything that you want to ask, go ahead and we'll get to those as well. I really don't think there's much that's off limits. So we'll start doing that soon, and we'll start having these every Thursday starting with this one. So if you've been here all along, if you've been here for the 47 that we've done, thank you. If you're just joining, thank you as well. As always, I ask that you subscribe if you can, wherever you listen to these, on iTunes or whatever else you use. Subscribing helps us. Leaving a rating helps us. So thank you, and we'll be back next week.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.